非常感谢神。今天我们不仅仅为了有20多位弟兄姊妹要受浸，我们感谢神。
We're so thankful not only that we have 22 brothers and sisters getting baptized today.
我也希望所有弟兄姊妹永远记得一件事。
And I hope all brothers and sisters will always remember one thing.
我们不光为的恩典，我们在这里有感谢。
Not only that we're here to be thankful for the grace.
我们更是要感谢那位施恩的神。
But we also thank.The grace giver, God.
今天有这么多人要受浸，我们太高兴了啊
！We're so joyful, so many people are getting baptized.
但是我们更高兴的是，我们的神爱我们，有这样子一位爱我们的神。
But what makes us even more joyful is that our God loves us.
他不仅仅救我们
，Not only that He saves us.
他一生牧养我们
，But He will shepherd us all the days of our life.
而至终，他要把我们带到一个非常荣耀而且永恒的结局。
And at the end, He's gonna bring us into eternal glory.
所以我们今年。到现在为止，今天晚大概有49个人受浸啊。
So up to after today, we had 49 brothers and sisters baptized this year.
够不够啊
？Is that enough?
Never enough, 对不对
？Never enough.
永远不够的啊。
Never enough.
我们前年教会有119个人决志信主。
The year before we had 119 brothers and sisters.
去年有85个。
The Lord, and last year 85.
今年到现在为止63个。
And this year up to now 63.
你看见我们在退步了啊。
You can see that the number is decreasing.
我真的希望主在我们中间那个福音的火、拯救灵魂的爱，在我们里面是真实的。
And I hope that the Lord will really kindle the fire within us to save the lost souls.
人数虽然不是我们的目标
，even though the number is not our goal.
但是它对我们产生了一定的提醒。
But yet, it is a reminder for us.
所以我们希望在主的面前，借着我们这样子来，来享受。弟兄姊妹的喜乐的时候
，So that as we are sharing the joy of brothers and sisters，
让我们纪念在外面还有太多太多太多失迷的人。
Let us remember there's still many lost souls outside。
不光有那么多还没有信主的人
，Not only there are many people who still not believers yet，
而且有那么多已经信主了，但是仍然好像没有家在漂流的人。
But yeah, there are still children of God wandering。
所以我们希望我们在主的面前一面享受恩典感谢他的恩典
So yes, on one hand we enjoy and be thankful for the grace
但是另外一方面我们永远不忘记神给我们的托付啊
But yet, let us never forget the commission that
今天我要讲一个题目叫同蒙天召同奔天路
Today the message is about partakers of this heavenly calling and pilgrimage
我相信弟兄姊妹绝对不会认为只是为了他们这二十多位啊
I'm sure none of us will think that this message is only for those who are getting baptized
因为我们整个人的一生都是同蒙天召的弟兄们
Because we entire life we are partakers of this heavenly calling
神吸引我们在这条路上上行又在上行
Because God has called us to go on this journey upward all the time.
当我们真正走在这条路上的时候
As we truly walk on this journey,
这条路是一条生命的路，叫我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
This journey is a journey, a way of life, so that we can receive life continuously and even more abundantly.
这一条路是拖地往天而去的上行又上行的路。
And this journey will take us departing from the Earth and into heavenward.
同样的，这一条路也是一条荣耀的路。
And this is also a glorious journey.
让我这个人败坏、软弱、无能的生命，一直被主改变、改变 transformation， 让我荣上加荣，跟神儿子的生命性情有份。
So that of our life being corrupted and old can be transformed from glory to glory.
也跟我们今年全年的主题归耶和华为圣非常有关系的。
And this has much to do with holiness unto the Lord, the theme of this year.
归耶和华为圣，不是说有一个那么遥不可及的要求叫我们去达到。
When we think of about holiness unto the Lord, it's not a very high standard that we can never attain.
而是我们怎么样子能够在圣灵里面，在神的话语的教导里面，我们。一天又一天的被主来改变。
But it is how we can be transformed by the Holy Spirit and God's word daily.
能够为主而活哈。
So that we can live for the Lord.
所以今天的信息其实是非常 encouraging 啊，非常鼓励性的信息。
So today's message is very encouraging.
因为我们准备要讲到三件很重要的事，是我们所有基督徒这一生走路的原则。
And we're going to talk about three principles that we Christians walk on earth.
啊，希望彼此勉励啊。
And we hope that we can encourage each other.
啊，听说有一天有一个做先生的上班的路上，突然接到太太的短讯。
There was a husband that on the way to work, he suddenly received a text from his wife.
就两个字，加油。
Two words. It's literally said, add oil. It's like cheer on.
哦，那个先生非常感动哈，啊，那个上面不光讲流眼泪，是在泪奔的时候
啊。And the husband was so touched that he started weeping.
正在感动的时候呢，结果车子没有油，熄火了。
Just as he was very touched, the car was out of gas.
听得懂吗
？You understand?
啊，原来是太太叫他要记得加油。
So actually, the text means to get gas, not add oil, not.
而不是像他所感动的是那么鼓励他哈。
So it was not an encouraging message at all.
那我今天要讲加油的信息。
But today I'm going to give you an encouraging message.
不是只是叫大家要去达到什么，要去做什么。
No, this is not to tell you to try and strive to attain a certain standard.
而是希望我们听完这个信息的时候，我们里面真的泪奔。
But hopefully after this message, you will be so touched that we start weeping.
我们有这么爱我们的神，他真的爱我们。
Because our God loves us so much.
啊，所以我们今天早上要讲的信息，我们先从出埃及不是目的，进迦南才是目的开始。
So we're going to start with the Exodus. Out of Egypt is for entering to Canaan.
啊，出埃及记不光是基督徒耳熟能详的故事，连外邦人不信主的人都知道这个历史的事情。
The story of Exodus is not only familiar to Christians, but even to non-Christians.
就是神的儿女们曾经在埃及为奴四百多年。
Is that children of God once were slaves in Egypt for 400 years?
但是神照着跟亚伯拉罕所应许的，有一天把他们给招出来啊。
But just as God promised Abraham, one day God delivered and called them out of Egypt.
神把他们在埃及法老督工的辖制、逼迫、痛苦里面把他们给救出来。
God delivered them out of the oppressions of the taskmasters and Pharaoh in Egypt.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意，我刚才讲把他们救出来，这是从我们的经历来说的。
Please pay attention when I mention God delivered them. It is from the perspective of our experience.
埃及预表这个世界。
Because Egypt typifies the world.
所以今天很多基督徒，我们都经历到是神把我们从一个苦难的世界，一个虚空没有意义的世界里面把我们给救出来。
Because many of us Christians we experience that God delivers us.Out of this emptiness, out of the world, and out of our sorrows.
但是圣经上又常用另外一句话来形容，我把我的儿子从埃及招出来。
But yet the scripture also used had another sentence that I've called out my son, my firstborn.
所以整个救恩不光只是在这里解决我们今生的痛苦、虚空、无助。
So the salvation, the purpose of the salvation is not just to solve our problems in this world, in this life.
更是有一个荣耀的呼召、荣耀的未来。神在这里把我们 call out, 把我们招出来。
But yet there is a glorious future. For that sake, God called us out of the present state.
来，我们读一下这节经文，出埃及记第三章七到八节啊，我只是挑一个精华来代表。
Scripture Exodus。
耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。”啊，英文也读一遍好不好
？Let's read the English together.And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
好，你们说光从这节经文里面，你可以看出神是怎样的神。
So can you tell from this passage what kind of God we have?
要不要讲讲看这节经文里面告诉我们我们的神是怎样的神？
Can you tell from this passage what kind of God?
讲讲看，啊，怜悯慈爱
，merciful and loving，
非常好啊。他啊，如果你啊，好好怜悯慈爱是一个，还有没有
？Anything else?
大声一点，我听不到，要有人帮我讲。听祷告的主，很好。
That our God hears our cries.
OK，神都了解，非常好。He knows everything.
He knows everything.
还有没有？
全能的神。
Almighty God is compassionate.
Compassion 很好哈，因为我时间的关系，我就简单讲一下。在这里，第一个，我们看见我们的神真的是一个非常 compassion 的神哈，有怜悯，有慈爱，他完全能够了解我们现在的处境和痛苦。
Yes, we can see that God, our God is compassionate, full of mercy, and He completely understands our circumstances and our sorrows and pains.
他说呢，他我们的痛苦，他看见了，他也听见了，而且他都知道。
He says that I have seen, I have heard, and I know.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有过那个汤扣摩狼灾？就是台湾话哈，就是我心中有痛苦，但是没有人可以了解的经验，好吗
？Have you ever experienced that?
哇，你们都
这么幸福啊！ You have such pain, but no one understands.
真的吗
？Have you ever experienced that no one understands your pain?
有没有人曾经有孤单、痛苦？软弱需要鼓励都没有人了解的，有没有人
？Or that you experience weakness, you have loneliness, and you need encouragement, but no one understands.
应该都有那个刚扣摩浪灾的那种痛苦嘛，哈。很多的时候真的很孤单，被误会了，被伤害了。在最软弱、最惧怕的时候，没有人了解，没有人帮助。
Oftentimes we experience the loneliness, this pain, being misunderstood, and no one understands.
但是这位伟大的神，他说看见了，听见了，而且他都知道。
But yes, this great God tells us that He can see and He has heard and He understands.
真的 ，He knows everything about us.
He knows everything about us.
要翻中文。
他对我们一切的事情都知道。
这个是我们的神。
And that is our God.
第二个。
Secondly.
他是这个。采取行动的神。
He is God of actions.
如果你把这段的圣经所有的动词圈起来
，If you circle up all the verbs，
这段圣经充满了动作的。
And this passage is full of actions.
他听见了，他看见了，他都知道，而且他下来，他是要来救，他是要来领，要把我们带到美好牛奶与蜜之地。
Because in this passage we can see that God has heard, God has seen, and He understands.He has come down, He delivers, and He's going to bring them up.
神不仅仅只是表达同情、表达了解，他是采取行动的神。
So God doesn't just show His understanding and sympathy here.
我们的神是有行动的神。
Our God is God of actions.
所以我们基督徒也应该是有行动的。
Therefore, we Christians ought to be Christians in action.
我们很早期的这个Timothy Titus。曾经做过 T 恤，写 CIA Christian in Action。
In early days of our church, we used to have a T-shirt called CIA Christian in
Action。他们那时候都很喜欢那个哈大大的 CIA。
We all like that T-shirt says CIA Christian in Action。
CIA 是什么？OK，
中央情报局。
Anyway， 第二件事情，讲到我们的神是有行动的神。
And then our God is a God of actions.
第三个，我们的神的行动不仅有行动，他是非常积极，而且有荣耀目的的行动。
Not only that, our God has action. He's very proactive, and also He has a glorious purpose in mind.
他不仅仅只是把我们给救出来。
Not only that, He delivers out.
他把我们带到宽阔流来与蜜之地。
But He will bring us into a good and large land flowing with milk and honey.
你把一个小孩从水里面救出来，跟你把他带到安全的地方，能够让他能够在健康的成长，这是两件事情。
So it's a completely different things if you just rescue a child out of the water or place him in a safety so that he can continue to grow.
所以圣经上告诉我们，神是把我们从这一个世界，这个短暂、虚空、充满劳苦愁烦的世界里面救出来。
So the scripture tells us that God lead us, rescue us out of this world full of temporal sorrows and afflictions.
要把我们带到一个充满了他同在、充满了牛奶与蜜、牛奶与蜜、奶跟蜜。一个是说到动物的生命的精华，一个说到植物它的生命的精华，是讲到把我们带到丰盛生命之地。
And God will bring us into a good and large land flowing with milk and honey. Both milk and honey represent the best of animal and plant life.
所以你读完整卷圣经的时候，你知道这一块地是指的耶稣基督来说的。
And throughout the entire Bible, we know that this land typifies Jesus Christ.
那个全有全足全丰的 all sufficient Christ.
This all sufficient Christ.
啊，你要什么都在基督里面找到答案。
Whatever you need and want, you can find your answers in Christ.
所以刚刚worship team 带我们读的希伯来书第三章十二节。到十四节，我们中文、英文一起同声再读一遍，好不好
？Let's read Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 to 14 together.
他说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。”我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。你就发现在这里最后的结局是说，要让我们在基督里有份。
We see that the end goal is that we shall become partakers of Christ.
啊，你听到这叫 partakers of Christ，
在基督里有份。
啊，有人翻译做 companion of Christ， 就是跟基督成为同伴。
Or some says companions of Christ.
不仅仅我跟基督成为同伴。
Not only that, I'm a companion with Christ.
而且我们是 partakers of Christ. 我们在这里承受基督啊。
That we also become partakers of Christ. We inherit Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，以弗所书都告诉了我们，好，神在基督里面把天上各样属灵的福气赐给了我们。
Because the book of Ephesians tells us that God has given us all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
哥罗西书第二章第十节、九节、十节说，神所有本性的丰富都在基督里面给了我们。
And Colossians chapter 2 verses 9 to 10 says, all the goodness and abundanceness of God is in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要把基督给我们的救恩只局限在他安慰我的痛苦，他解决我的困难，他带我出离罪恶而已啊。
So please do not limit the grace of Christ to only that he delivers out of sin and comforts us.
那不过是准备的工作而已。
Those are but prep work.
那个更好的荣耀的是在后面，他把我们带到基督里，带到迦南美地。
The better is yet to come is that he will lead us into Christ, the land of Canaan.
所以当一个人真在基督里的时候，你发现他充满了安息、喜乐、平安的。
So when the person is truly in Christ, he is full of rest, peace and joy.
任何时候忧虑、烦恼、痛苦、罪恶辖制我们的时候，都说到我们这个时候主观上我们脱离了，不在基督里。
So anytime we're bound or we're overtaken by worries and sorrows, and that means subjectively,we're not in Christ.
所以我想我们出埃及 是一个预备，但是进迦南才是最重要的事。
Therefore, Exodus is just for the preparation. The goal is to enter into Canaan.
然后圣经上告诉我们，出埃及到进迦南中间 有一段旷野的路程。
But yet the Bible tells us between Egypt and Canaan, there is this journey in the wilderness.
以色列人走了四十年才进去。
It took Israelites 40 years to enter into Canaan.
但是你照着圣经上来说的话，两年就应该进去的。
But then according to the Bible, it should only take them 2 years.
就是因为他们不顺服、不信、不信任神，所以在一路上被神管教，多走了38年。
Simply because they did not trust God or obey God, therefore God disciplined them, and it took them more 38 years more.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道要 take 你我多少年，让我们能够真实的进到在基督里该有的生活。
I don't know how many years it will take you and I to enter into Christ.
所以前面有一位老弟兄曾经讲过，他说没有人比浪费神的时间更可怜了。
There's an elderly brother says There's no more pity than wasting God's time.
神明明盼望，巴不得尽快的把我们都带到基督里，让我们在基督里好好过基督徒该有的生活。
Because God is so eager to bring us quickly into Christ, so that we can enjoy the life of being in Christ.
但是在我们一路上，我们有太多的贪爱，太多的不顺服，太多的不信任神，所以我们走了很多的冤枉路啊。
But yet on this journey there.We have so much love of this world and entanglements, or even that we don't trust God.
那么从出埃及到进迦南，在走这条旷野的路的时候
，So during this wilderness journey,
我现在很快的就讲三个重要的原则。
And I want to briefly mention three important principles.
在我讲之前，我们看一下我这里所写的这句话：神将百姓从埃及救出来，为的是要叫他们成为属神的子民，做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。因此，在旷野行路的日子，神一路上除了带领、眷顾、供应他们，更是一路上亲自教育他们。
So let's read the scripture that's printed on the online. God delivered his people out of Egypt so that they could be to God a treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. Therefore, throughout the pilgrimage in the wilderness, God not only led, cared, and provided, but also educated them.
神让我们整个的一生是走天路的一生，然后来过分别为圣的生活。
So our entire lifetime, God ordained it so that it can be a pilgrimage.Toward heaven.
所以在我们整年讲 holiness unto the Lord, 归耶和华为圣快要结尾的时候，我们要面对新的一年了。
As we're approaching the year end and our yearly theme, holiness unto the Lord.
因为我就重新再用民数记神百姓走旷野的三个最重要的原则，不光是提醒鼓励刚受浸的弟兄姊妹怎么走天路。
So that I would like to I use the book of Numbers to be reminded of the three principles of walking on this journey, not only to share with the brothers and sisters who are getting baptized.
更是鼓励我们这些老基督徒，不见得年纪老哈，老基督徒要提醒自己要好好的走在神的路上。
But it's also an encouragement and reminder for us who have been Christians for a long time that we ought to walk on this way.
巴不得我们能够缩短在旷野行路的日子，早一点能够被带到在基督里那个全有全足全丰的生活。
How I wish that we can shorten the days that we're in the wilderness so that we can enter into Canaan in Christ and to live this all sufficient life.
我在讲圣经研读班讲到出埃民数记的时候，我说民数记百姓走旷野就用三句话把走天路的原则把它给勾画出来了，把它给表明出来。
In the Bible class, the book of Numbers that I mentioned, with three sentences, we can outline the entire book of Numbers.
第一件事情
First,
民数记第十章十二节，那你讲到百姓们就按着站往前行。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 12, it says, God's people set out by stages.
请大家特别注意，是按着站往前行。
Please pay attention that is.Set out by the stages.
换句话说，神在我们身上，他是有计划的带领我们。
In other words, God is leading us with a plan.
如果用属灵的话来说，叫做凡事都有神的美意。
In other words, with our spiritual term is that in anything there is God's perfect will.
连我们被神管教都有神的美意啊。
Even when we are disciplined by God, it is of God's will.
我们碰到任何的环境，不管是高山，不管是低谷。
Whether we're on the hills or we're in the valleys.
不管是你喜欢的环境，不喜欢的环境。
Or the circumstances that you like or you don't.
神不是让我们在旷野盲目的行走，他是按着站带领我们。
God does not let us just wandering around in the wilderness, but He is leading us by stages.
虽然百姓们得罪神，夺走了三十八年，但是云柱火柱没有离开他们。
Even though because of the offense of God's people, they wasted 38 years. But yet, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire never departed from them.
每一站都是云柱火柱升上去的时候，他们知道神要带他们往前呢，他们就跟随着继续往前。
Every time the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire lifted, they know that God is leading them forward, so they're preparing to set out.
下一站到底是什么？他们不知道。
They don't know where they're going for the next stop.
他们完全不知道。
They have no clue.
你知道你的下一站是什么吗
？Do you know where is your next stage？
你以为你知道下一站是要结婚
？Maybe you think you know that your next stage is to get married。
下一站是再生一个
？Or your next stop is to get another child？
No， 没有人知道我明天将如何的。
No， no one knows our tomorrow。
直到云柱火柱从天上又降下来的时候，他们知道现在我们要停下来了。
Until the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire descends。And then they know it is time to encamp.
所以第一件事情讲到神的百姓在旷野这四十二站，每一站是按着站往前行。
So the first thing we know that they went through 42 stops, and every stage is by led by God.
神是照着他心中的纯正、手中的巧妙来带领我们。
So God is leading us with the pureness of His heart and the skillfulness of His hand.
所以以前我曾经说过一个神的仆人说，神从来不说，哎呀。
So I mentioned that before that God in God's word, there's in God's dictionary, there's never oops.
你现在换了，以前是 never say oh oh.神从来不说哦哦哦，哎呀。
God never say 哦哦，哎呀。
什么叫哎呀？米开朗基罗在雕大卫像的时候，不小心哎呀，把鼻子打掉了。
So what does that mean? Whoops! It's like when an architect like Michelangelo, he made a statue of David. He says, "Oops!" when he knock off his nose.
神明明是要管教我，不小心，哎呀，打到王震。
So, do you think that maybe God, when God disciplines us, He might miss hit us and then knock off our nose? No.
啊，冤枉你了，害你受苦了，所以神加倍施恩给他来弥补一下。神从来不做这件事。
Or maybe God mistreat us by mistake and then He will compensate.
神从来不做错事。
God never make mistakes.
神从来不随便做事。
And God never does anything casually or aimlessly.
神做的每一件事情都有纯全、善良、可喜悦的目的。
In everything, God's will is perfect and good and pleasing.
弟兄姊妹，这三件事情我们一定要相信的。
So we have to trust God.
神从来不做错事。
God never makes mistakes.
你会觉得不能了解神为什么这么做，但是神从来不随便做事的。
Sometimes we don't understand why God does it this way, but He never makes mistakes.
他从来没做错事，他从来不随便做事，他所做的每一件事情都是正面的目的。
God never makes mistakes, and He doesn't do anything without a purpose, and His purpose is always positive.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你现在的难处是什么啊。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what kind of circumstances you're going through right now.
我们一定要求神在这里帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
要对神有一个最基本的信任。
That we ought to have this basic trust to God.
很多的时候，在风暴、在难处、在不公平的待遇里面，我们已经没有信心了。
Oftentimes, when we go through storms or when we are mistreated, we start to lose faith.
但是，就算信心掉了，我们希望对神的信任还存在。
Even we're at the point that we don't have faith, but we still ought to trust God.
就算我没有信心知道我的癌症一定得医治，但是我仍然相信，我信任他，知道他不会错，他爱我。
We might not have faith to believe that our cancers can be cured, but yet we ought to trust God that He is never wrong.
这个信心和信任还是有不同的层次和意义的。
There's a different level between faith and trust.And they mean different things.
我知道很多高中生也要申请学校，将来不晓得要去哪里。
I know many high schoolers are applying for college, and you don't know where you're going to be next year.
并不代表我自己随便挑一个，那一定就是出于神的。No.
I'm not saying that you just pick a random school and then it must be God's will. No.
什么叫做按着站？是我跟随云柱火柱往前行。
So what does it mean by set out by stages? Is to follow the pillar of fire and.Pillar of cloud.
明明不该应该不应该有的关系，不应该有的婚姻，我硬是要进去。你不能说这是出于神。
If you just being stubborn and disobedient, entering into a relationship or marriage by your own will, you can't say it is from God.
神许可它发生，跟这是神积极、纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意是不一样的。
There's a big difference between God allowed it to happen, and then.This is God's perfect and good will for it to happen.
所以以色列人按站往前行，不是我要走我的，你走你的，而是他们都跟着云柱火柱往前行。这叫做按站往前行。
So when we say the Israelites set out by stages, that means they follow the pillars of fire and cloud. It's not like they just walk their own ways.
所以我们需要带着敬畏的心、信任神的心来寻求、来跟随。让我们走在神旨意中。
So we ought to seek God's will with a humility and obedience, and then follow Him.
所以在旷野里面走路的原则，永远是云柱火柱在那里带领。
So in order to, when walking in the wilderness, we always follow the pillars of cloud and fire.
神家属灵的领袖、祭司们抬着约柜，跟着云柱火柱往前行。
And the spiritual leaders in God's house. carry the ark, following the pillars of cloud and fire.
然后神的百姓跟着约柜往前行。
And God's people follow the ark.
啊，这是一个正常的情形，这是一个健康的教会。
And that is supposed to be a normal situation, a healthy church.
所以，请大家记得，约柜不是跟着百姓走，是百姓跟着约柜走。
Please remember the ark.Does not follow the people, but people follow the ark.
而抬约柜的人跟着云柱火柱走。
And people who carry the ark follow the clouds of fire, the pillar of clouds and fire.
今天我们处在后现代的文化里面，都是以民为本，什么都是要听大家的，听大家的。
But today we are in this postmodern culture that people become the center.
No.
No.
不是听大家的，也不是听领袖的，乃是听云柱火柱的。
It's not to follow the people or even the leader, but to follow the pillars of cloud and fire.
所以神家的领袖要比众人更加恐惧战惊的，要来顺服神，明白神的心意。
And for the leaders of God's house ought to be even more trembling to seek and follow God's will.
然后神的百姓学习在信任的里面，我们一起来跟随神的带领。
And God's people learn to trust.And follow God's leading.
第二件事情
Secondly,
当他们每到一站的时候
whenever they stop,
云柱火柱停下来了
when the pillars of cloud and fire stopped,
民数记第二章第一节告诉我们，他们每一个我们读好了，耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的室围安营。
So let's read Numbers chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, said, The people of Israel shall camp each by their own standard, by the banners of their fathers' houses. They shall camp facing the tent of meeting on every side.
所以我刚才讲了哈，每一次云柱火柱起行的时候，以色列人百姓们要做的事情就是信而顺服，起来跟随。
So every time, as I mentioned, every time when the pillars of cloud and fire lifted, what God's people needed to do is to trust and follow.
下一站到底是什么？我们不知道。
They don't know where they're gonna go, and then where is the next stop?
到底会发生什么？神带我们去哪里？不知道。
They don't know where it's gonna happen and where's God's leading.
但是当云柱火柱一停下来的时候
，But whenever the pillars of cloud and fire,
百姓们要做的第一件事情。
The first thing they ought to do.
先不是问说为什么来这里。
It's not to ask why are we here.
在这里将要发生什么事
？What's going to happen here?
他第一件事情就是对着会幕安营。
The first thing is that they will camp facing the tent.
我们看一下那个图哈，那个只是一个大概的图哈。
Let's look at the picture.
神的百姓到的时候，利未人、祭司们就照着山上的样式，把整个会幕搭建起来。
As they stop at one place, then the priests and the Levites will build up the tabernacles according to the pattern on the mount.
这个图唯一的缺陷是那个帐篷太少了哈，这个两三百万人不止这么多少的。
So actually, what this picture is missing is that.A massive amount number of tents.
整个对着会幕安营。
Children of God. So then they center around.
在这里说到两件很重要的事情。
So two things are very important.
第一件事情。
First.
当他们对着会幕安营，每天出入自己帐篷的时候，就看见会幕，看见云柱火柱在他们中间。
So as they camp facing the tent of meetings, they shall see every time they come out of their tent, they shall see the Pillar of cloud and fire.
提醒了他们神亲自的同在。
It reminds them that God's presence is there.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的事情，千万不要小看哈。
This is such a great matter.
如果在你现在人生的台阶，你没有那么强烈的感受，知道是神跟我同在的话，你会活在很多很多很多不正常、不健康的情形里面。
If in your circumstances you are not sure that God is with you, then there are many other situations.Conditions that you might have that are not healthy.
我们对外的追求跟我们从外在环境给我们的影响跟感受，通通都不一样了。
So then our pursuit and our influence by the environment will all be different.
如果你真知道神在这里
，But yet if you know God is here,
真知道我现在是学生，神。我跟神同在的来当学生啊。
If you are a student, you know that God is with you as you are being a student.
我现在躺在手术房，准备要开刀了。我知道神在这里。
Or I'm lying on the operating table, getting ready for surgery, and I know God is with me.
我明天要去公司面谈 interview 了，我知道主跟我同去。
Or tomorrow I'm going for a job interview, and I know God will be with me.
不一样的。
It would be totally different.
我说我们不是 在这边混一口饭吃，恐惧战兢的去 interview， 而是应该知道你们如果雇了我是你们的福气。
We're not just here struggle to make a living, but we have to know that whoever hire us, it will be a blessing for them.
不是我有什么了不起，而是我把神的同在祝福带来了。
It's not that I'm great, but I will bring forth God's presence with me.
所以对着会幕安营，第一件事情提醒百姓，神是跟我们同在同住的神。
So the first thing that camping facing the tabernacle reminds us that God is with us.
是以马内利的神。
And God is the God of Emmanuel.
所以当神那时候为了拜金牛犊，神生气的说：“我不跟你们去，我差遣天使带你们去。”
That's why when God's people worship the golden calf, God was offended and says, "I'm not going to go with you. I'll just send angel to go with you."
摩西说：“如果你不去，我们也不去了。”
But Moses says, "If you're not coming with us, then we're not going."
我们的兴趣不是在那个牛奶与蜜外面的祝福。
Because our interest is not, our desire is not on this land flowing with milk and honey.
摩西就问神。
And Moses asked.
摩西就告诉神。
Moses told God.
他说：“人在什么事情上知道？”我们跟他们有分别呢
How can people tell that we are different from them?
弟兄姊妹，你自己回答这个问题吗？人怎么知道你跟别人有什么分别？
Can we answer this question? How can people tell we're different from others?
当然，你可以说 I'm very unique 哈，因为没有两个叶子一样的。
Then you might say, well, of course I'm very unique because there are no two leaves even trees are identical.
摩西说，就是因为你跟我们同在，让我们跟地上的万民有分别。
But then Moses says, "It's because you are with us that makes us different from all nations in the world."
所以这一般人不一样，是有神同在的。
So these people are different because God was with them.
好，今天我没有细节去讲民数记，它其实整个安营的那个形状，你从山上看是一个大十字架。
But actually, if you can overlook this entire site, then the way that they camp.It looks like a big cross.
它左右两边 各有三个支派，前后各有三个支派，那个形状正好是一个大十字架。
Because there will be three tribes on each side, and it looks just like a cross.
所以加勒说：“我从高山看他，从小山望他。”他说：“这是独居的民，不列在万民中啊。”
That's why Caleb says, "I look at it from the mountains or from the hill. These are peculiar people, and then they are not numbered among the nations."
这一般人是以 God center， 是以基督。为中心，以十架为他们生活，为他们道路的。
Because these people, their center is God, and then their way is the cross.
所以我说，看到云柱火柱，看到会幕在中间，第一件事情提醒神的同在；第二件事情就是讲到我们要凡事以神为中心哈。
So it reminds, so not only that it reminds them that.God is with them, and also God is their center.
不管你人生在哪一个台阶，被神带到哪，永远要让神居首位。
Whichever stage that you are in your life, forever let God be the center.
你凡是用别的替代的，你愁苦一定加增的。
Anyone that runs after other gods, their sorrow will surely increase.
地上就是有很多的事情来吸引我们的心，让我们就忘掉神。
Because there are so many things in this world that will attract our hearts.
所以我特别为着我们今天要受浸的年轻人，不久要上大学的高中生们，真的求神不仅保护你们平安，更是保守你们的心啊。
So I would say to the young people and also those who are going to college, may the Lord not only keep you safe, but also protect your hearts.
很多人是经不起试验的，就倒下去了。
Some people will never will not sustain the testing and will fall.
五花八门的花花世界，一下子就把人的心给腐败了。
So many things in the world that could corrupt us，
或者把我们吸引去了。
Or they're so appealing to us that will draw us away from God。
有一天，我跟于师母带着我们孙子回我们家去的时候
，One day, Pastor Nancy and I took our grandson to our house。
他一路上都跟我们唱诗歌，唱诗歌，好快乐啊
！And then all the way he was singing songs and hymns, and he was so happy.
一到了我们家，就像牛直奔大道，不偏左右，他就跑到 客厅角落的玩具箱去玩玩具去了。
And as soon as he got into the house, he would dash to the toy box to play toys.
我们两个感触就很深，好，他就不再唱诗歌了。
So we have this thought that he stopped singing songs.
那叫做人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
So this is exactly anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in his heart anymore.
一路上跟我们唱诗歌，那么喜乐，那么喜乐，等到脱离了枯燥的车子，哇，这么多好玩的，不唱。
Because when he was in the car, he was confined in the car. He was singing songs. Once he got out of the car, he stopped singing.
你们离开了很 boring 的高中生活，进到大学，哇。
So once you leave the boring high school life and enter into college,
加油。
At oil
是真的。
Be cheered.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们生活里面也是一样，好，凡是用别的替代的，我们的愁苦就加增。
The same in our life. Anytime we run after other gods, our sorrow will increase.
前几天跟这个夫妻谈到夫妻相处的时候
couple days ago, I shared with a couple about marriage.
啊，特别说到有一对夫妻立了一个很好的心志，好，因为圣经上说不可以寒露到日落。
There was a couple that had a very good goal and plan because by following the Bible that you shall not be angry until the sundown.
因为对犹太人来说，日落就是一天的结束了。
Because
for
the Jews, sundown, sunset is the end of the year, end of the day and beginning of another day.
在今天结束以前，我们不留下任何负面的情绪，都要在主面前解决，这样好不好？
So they resolved not to hold any grudges.By the end of the day, isn't that good?
太小声了，好不
好？ Do you think it's good? Plan, yes.
不光觉得好，他们两个真的这么做。
And not only that they planned it, they also did it.
他们立的心志，只要吵架，只要不和，不上床睡觉。
They have this resolution. As long as we have fight, unless we make peace, we will not go to bed to sleep.
后来有一次，他们真是吵得不行，说已经三天三夜没睡了。
Once they had a big fight, really big fight, so they still follow the rule, so they didn't sleep for 3 days.
那弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们在这里争自己的时候，其实我们苦，别人也很苦的。
So you see that as we crawl and we fight.Not only that we suffer, others suffer with us.
当我们正对着会幕安营的时候
，But yet if we encamp facing the tabernacle,
如果神基督真是我们生活的中心 ，is the center of our life 的时候，你会发现我们整个生活的品质和价值都不一样的。
But if Christ is truly the center of our life, then our value and our life will just be totally different.
那第三件事情。
Thirdly,
民数记三十三章在这里花了几乎一章的篇幅记载他们四十二战的历程，他们的数点，他们的脚踪。
So chapter 33 of the book of Numbers, the entire chapter listed the stages of Israelite's journey.
那有一句话就重复的出现，它有一定的 pattern, 一定的这个句子的架构。
And there's a sentence that repeatedly happened. This pattern repeatedly appears.
就是他们从什么地方起行，安营在什么地方；从什么地方起行，又安营在什么地方。
So the scripture was saying, then the children of Israel moved from somewhere and then camped at other place, and then moved again and camped another place.
那如果你用属灵经历的话来说的话，就是我们永远以神为目的的。
So in other words, if we want to spiritualize it, that at all times God is our goal.
这个起行不是只是像我们很简单开车的起行，它是有点像出埃及记的 Exodus 的意思，它是一个全面性的一个了结性的离开。
So when the Bible says they moved or they set out, it's not like we just get into our car and drive away. It's like what they did with Exodus.
所以你知道以色列在旷野的这么多战里面，他们有得胜的经历。
So throughout all the stages in the wilderness, sometimes they have victorious experiences.
神不要他们沉醉在过去的得胜得意的里面，要起来往前走。
But yet God does not want them to dwell on the past victory. God will say, "Get up and leave."
他们在旷野也有失败、很羞耻、很丢脸的经历，神也不要他们留在失败的那种懊悔、痛苦，抬不起头来，神就出来。
And they also had failures or shameful experience In the same way, God does not want them to dwell on the past shames and failures. And God says, get up and set out and move on.
他们在旷野里面曾经经历过，像在玛纳，环境是苦水，又渴，水又苦，是一个很不舒服、很痛苦的环境。
For example, at the place of Mara, they experienced bitter water. It was a painful experience because they failed.
神也要叫他们出来。
But yet, God will call them out of that experience.
要从玛纳起行。
And God says, set out from there.
弟兄姊妹，我上次说过了。我们很多人跟卡拉的后裔一样，会经过流泪谷。
So as I shared, many of us are just like the descendants of Korah, that we will go through the valley of Baca, the valley of tears.
我们有一些痛苦的经验、流泪的经验、depression 非常沮丧的经验。
That we go through experiences of pain and sorrow, even depression.
但是有的人就一辈子留在流泪谷，在那里沮丧，在那里流泪，在那里埋怨。
But yes, some people remain in that valley all the days of their life, continue to complain and be depressed.
谁愿意整个一生被困在流泪谷？
Who wants to confine their entire lifetime in that valley?
虽然这种流泪的经历是难免的，但是不是神要我们留在那里的。
Even though the valley experience are inevitable, but yet God never wants us to dwell and remain there.
所以时候到了，神说出来。
When time is up,God says, "Come out."
所以圣经上说，从玛纳就起行，然后安营在以林。
Then the Bible says they came out of Mara and encamped in Elim.
哇，以林太棒了，对不对
？And Elim is a wonderful place.
十二股活泉，七十棵棕树，太棒了。
There are 12 springs and 70 palm trees.
我们跟主说，主在这里真好，不要走了。
And then we'll probably say, "This is wonderful. Let us not leave there anymore."
哇，你看我每次。读经祷告就喜乐的不得了，一呼召几十个人、上百个人决志。
So you might have the spiritual highs that you can read the Bible and then with God's presence and whenever you preach the gospel, 100 people will accept the Lord. This is wonderful.
太太体贴啊，孩子孝顺，老板器重，哇，太好了，主不要走了。
Everything is wonderful in my family and at workplace. This is so good. I'm not leaving here anymore.
弟兄姊妹，所以从玛纳起行不容易，从以林起行更不容易。
Yes, it is hard to leave the place of Mara, but it's even harder to leave Elim.
但是路上没有一站是神叫我们停下来的。
But there's not one stop that God wants us to stay.
我们的神是一直往前的神。
Because our God keeps moving.
他一直要把我们从各样的环境、各样的经历里面带上行又上行，带到基督里。
He wants to continue to lead us from stage to stage.Leading us forward into Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗说的忘记背后，努力面前，这个不要只去忘记我们的失败跟后悔哈。
So when Paul says, "Leave things behind, forget what is past, and press on forward the future," he does not mean just the bad ones.
很多人有很失败、很懊悔的过去，不想去想它。
Some people have regrets and failures in the past that they don't want to face it anymore.
很多人有受伤，被人不公平对待的经历，我们不想去想它。
Or there are like mistreatments or wounds that we don't want to think about it anymore.
但是 Warren Wiersbe 告诉我们，保罗说的忘记背后，努力面前，不是 fail to remember， 不是记不起来。
But Warren Wiersbe tells us that when Paul says forget what is behind.Doesn't mean that he failed to remember.
这些痛苦的经历怎么可能忘记吗？不可能忘记的。
How could you forget all the painful experience in the past?
他说，忘记背后不是 fail to remember， 而是我选择不让它来影响我继续的往前。
So forget what is behind doesn't mean that we fail to remember, but we choose not to let them affect us moving forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望在主的面前，我们是一个永远不停止成长的人。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that we will never stop growing in Christ.
所以彼得劝，保罗劝我们要凡事长进。
And then Paul exhorts us that we shall grow in everything.
要连于严守基督，要 grow into Christ.
That grow, continue to grow into Christ.
彼得也劝我们，他用他自己的荣耀和美德，来招我们。
And Peter also exhorts us that he has called us with his glory and virtue.
让我们既然脱离了世上从情欲来的败坏
，that since that we have escaped the corruption of this world.
让我们就与神的性情有份
，that we can become partakers of his divine nature.
你看，又来一个 partaker of his divine nature.
Yes, we are partakers 我们跟他的性情有份。
哎，阿门啊！让我们越来越被改变的像耶稣了。
So that we can be transformed to be more and more like Christ.
我们唱482首。
Let's sing Psalm 480.
所以我们面对新的一年，我们新的一年的主题、啊、同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中扩展神国。
As we're facing a new year, the theme of the new year is in one spirit exalt Christ and in one course expand his kingdom.
我们不仅仅是让他居首位的来高举基督，
Not only that, we will put him as the first place when we exalt him.
而是我们整个的人生，我们走路的原则都是以基督为中心。
But that all of our journey in this life, we shall have Christ as the center.
对不起，我有点不放心哈。Before 我们唱之前，考考大家，这三个原则是什么？
Before we end, let's be reminded, what are the principles?
都有神美意,
in everything there's God's goodwill.
处处与神, 哎, 你看你们真糟糕, 才讲完就忘了, 处处与神为中心,
in all places, God is the center.
每到一站就对着会幕安营, 提醒我们他同在, 提醒我们 God is the center of our life.
Wherever we go, we camp facing this, we face this tabernacle, and that God is the center.
第三件事情
Thirdly,
永远以神为目的
In all times, God is our goal.
不要在一个环境里面赖太久
Don't dwell on any circumstances.
常常被主召出来，继续往前，上行又上行
Be called out by God and continue to move upward.
好，所以我们来唱482首。
Let's sing 482。
我们站起来唱。在我们手中，荣光在前沿，越过山有谷和中山林，听神明叙说，我永不息神圣的意。我不晓得我们中间有没有任何人，你还没有接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
Is there anyone in our midst that is not a Christian yet? You haven't received Jesus as your Savior.
你今天愿不愿意像你的好朋友，今天愿意受尽归到主的名下
？Are you willing to be like your friend today? Who's getting baptized today?
你也愿意在这里打开你的心，说耶稣，我愿意认识你，接受你做我个人的救主。
That you're willing to open your heart and say, Jesus, I'm willing to receive you as my personal Savior.
如果有任何这样子的人，你站在你的位置上，把手举起来就好，好不好？有没有这样子的人
？If there's anyone like that, please raise your hand.
你也愿意让神来负责你的一生，带领你的一生？有这样子的人，请把手举起来。
Anyone who's willing to let God to lead you?
有没有？
All the days of your life.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你这样子的爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
不仅仅两千年前，你这位伟大神的儿子为我们降生来到地上。
Not only that, 2,000 years ago, this great Son of God was born for us.
哦，你这位伟大神的儿子也已经降生。在我们每一个人的心中
You, this great God, also born in our hearts.
你要带领我们走这条上行又上行的属天道路
That you are going to lead us on this upward, heavenward way.
主啊，不管我们今天在怎样的处境中
Whatever circumstances we are in today.
主，你永远是我们的中心和意义
That you are always our center and meaning.
在我们整个人生的路上，主啊，不断地把我们招出来，让我们继续跟随你往前。
In this entire lifetime, you always call us and continue to lead us forward.
让我们能够与你的性情有份，能够在基督里有份。
So that we can become partakers of Christ with your divine nature.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.